And welcome back on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. Going into a paid political interview now as we have Mark Woods joining us to discuss his candidacy for North Platte City Council. Mark, thanks for being with us this morning.
Oh, happy to be here. And before we get started, I'd like to congratulate you on your appointment to the Planning Commission.
Thank you.
I'll be seeing you there.
And
No, you'll do a good job.
Well, thank you.
You're a fair and honest man.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. I sure do appreciate the kind words. I was very surprised when Mayor Livingston called, and I'm excited. And looking at it from an unbiased standpoint, I'm very excited, and I think you would probably agree. Mayor Livingston did make two appointments to the Planning Commission, those being two lifelong North Platte citizens in their early 20s. So I think it's going to be providing a different perspective for the Planning Commission.
I'm happy about that. I'd like to see young guys get in there. I get tired of looking at a bunch of old guys at every meeting. But, you have a better feel for your generation
sure.
than I do, honestly.
A different perspective.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've met Nelson before, but you guys were both at the city council meeting on Tuesday night.
I haven't. I've heard about him, though, from somebody. He's like the youngest real estate agent or something?
Well, youngest realtor in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah.
He was selling licenses before he could purchase a drink at the bar.
Well, he's got something on the ball.
Absolutely.
That's obvious, that's good. He's obviously an intelligent man, too. And
I'm blessed to have him.
When do you guys start?
I guess I don't know. Judy and I are talking more later today. We do have, I know the Planning Commission meets the fourth Tuesday of every month, so I would assume I'm going to go to next week's meeting, even if we're not being officially, starting next Tuesday, but I plan to go no matter what, so.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm excited.
I'm paying for this time, so maybe I better start talking about me.
Talk about your candidacy.
Kind of expected,
so. Of course, for those that are unaware, Mark Woods is running for North Platte City Council in the 4th Ward. And let's talk about the City Council meeting from Tuesday night, Mark, because you were there in person. You addressed the council a couple of times about the big conversation with housing on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's a real big issue. It's kind of, I don't know, it's what I believe has been misconstrued. That one thing Lawrence said was that I made a comment that this would raise rents, which isn't, I don't know if he didn't hear me or what, but what I said was if you make these landlords fix up these bad rentals, well, obviously they're going to raise their rents.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that live there probably won't be able to afford it, where will they go?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem that needs to be addressed. My main concern, well, two. One is that this was supposed to be about rental properties, but it has morphed into, it includes every structure in the city now, including your private residence.
Really? Okay.
Yes. I don't think that Dave Hahn and Judy are planning on coming out and inspecting all our places, which has kind of been alluded to.
Yeah. There's no plans for the whip to be cracked. So
yeah. I mean, I deal with these people. They're nice men. And Judy is a nice woman, and she's very good at her job.
We're blessed to have her.
Yes. She knows those codes and the planning. I ask her questions all the time because I get an answer quickly and it's right.
Yep.
So.
And there's a lot there, so it's
very
impressive.
Oh, yeah, I'm amazed
impressive.
At what she knows.
Yep.
So that's one thing that bothers me. And then the other is it's from a private enterprise aspect because that's what landlord-tenant relationships are. We have a contract, it's private enterprise, we provide a service, they pay. And I don't think the city should be involved in those disputes. There are other ways to do it. Already, tenants can put their money in an account if they have complaint, notify their landlord in writing. Believe me, if he's not getting his rent, he's going to take them to court.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they can get those issues addressed and force him to fix them.
Yep.
Now, that's for the minor things like you got slow-running drains.
Sure.
Now, the ones where it's really serious, no heat, no water, no electricity, well, these have to be addressed immediately, obviously.
And there is city code saying you have to have some of those things for adequate rentals.
Well, yeah, there's just common sense. There's things
absolutely
you have to provide as a landlord.
Yep, absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of people got up who are for these codes, and they make this hospital and the United Way, they make contact with these people. They're the first ones. And I got to thinking while I was sitting there, well, you people need to get involved. Now, they say you can't, but if there's a form, this is what I started thinking. This is all just spitballing. I haven't investigated.
Some brainstorming.
Yeah, it just occurred to me as I was sitting there. You know, there's probably a form that you have to fill out to start the process. Well, they could keep these forms with them. They could hand them to the person. They could walk them through what they have to do and where they take it and how this is done. I'm a big guy on personal responsibility. I hear people, sure, well, the government has to come and protect these people. Well, they are by writing the codes, but you have to take some responsibility and get up and go do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the city would obviously have to make an inspection because for court, you're going to need, you know,
the concrete evidence.
Yeah,
yep.
And so, to me, we could do this in a better way. It's like a big rush to get this done. I don't like the international codes. Stuff's starting to come up about requirements they have that the USA codes don't have. And I'm starting to think that maybe these codes are putting us at a disadvantage in building. It may be increasing the cost of our buildings.
Okay.
And which is all I hear all the time. Oh, we can't afford to build this. So it may be a minor part of this problem. And we're only one of two states that have them. And why is this?
I believe one of the councilmen brought that up, that we would be one of two states with this. So.
Yeah, I did hear it. I at the meeting, I don't know. And Ed Reeker made a good point, too, which goes to personal responsibility, in that, you know, you rent a place that you can afford.
Yep.
I know I always did. I was in houses that, you know,
you stay in your budget.
Yeah, they weren't the greatest, but that's what I could afford.
Yep.
And it gives you incentive then to go out and do better in your life.
And climb the social ladder,
right,
and get a better house. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the American dream in some ways.
I believe government kills that initiative in people. So that's where I stand on it. I'm not against the codes per se. I think they could have just changed health inspector to building inspector in our existing codes and you know, updated the language a little bit. Without going to this international business code.
Yeah.
I'm not a heartless landlord.
Well, and I think a very good point was brought up, and Councilman Lee addressed the fact that Councilman Ostendorf's a landlord, mm-hmm, you yourself are a landlord. There were several other landlords there, and then Councilman Backenstos, I believe it was, addressed the fact that the landlords that were in that room obviously are not part of the problem. Obviously, Mark, it's clear, we'll get into a personal side here, it's very clear and evident that you yourself are a good landlord. It's very clear that everybody that was there is a good landlord, or else they would not have shown up to the city council meeting at 5:30 on a Tuesday.
Yes.
But we do have some, and I hate to use the term, and they used it at the city chambers, we do have some slumlords here, unfortunately.
I imagine we do.
And it's unfortunate, but at the same time, I think you have that everywhere. Just as we have bad police officers, bad ministers, bad radio personalities, we also have bad landlords. It's in every profession, in every field. So
yes, there's even bad carpet layers.
Absolutely, there are.
But, you know, yes, everything.
Yep.
Now, one thing I want to get in is they kept saying I was a good landlord. Now,
You're not alone.
My wife is right there by my side. My wife is actually the one that got this business going. When we got married, I used to say, yeah, I want to be in rentals. And I'd sit at the table and say that. And I'd always say, yeah, I want to buy rental property. And one day she sticks a paper in front of me with houses circled and goes, well, let's go look at these. And I'm, oh.
Behind
okay.
Every good man is a great woman.
That's so, right.
Was the Mrs. She spoke to city council, too, I believe, Tuesday,
yes,
right?
She did.
Okay. I not had the pleasure to meet her quite yet, so I was one to be for sure. But yeah, so
we'll make that happen.
Absolutely. So again, we have Mark Woods joining us discussing his candidacy for North Platte City Council. And Mark, we have about 6-7 minutes left here. Talking a little bit about the city council meeting from Tuesday night. Anything else that caught your attention Tuesday you'd like to discuss?
Well, actually, I need to apologize because George Lobby walked by and he said, "Mark, I want to get a picture." So he went out and he was taking a picture of somebody else. So I told my wife, I said, "I'm going to go out and let him do it right now, you know, just to make sure it's done."
After you got your hair and makeup done, of course.
Yeah, of course, because I worry so much about my appearance. Yeah,
absolutely.
But, and most of what was on the agenda is stuff I'm all for.
Sure.
It was people with businesses who don't want money from the city and who are trying to make their businesses better. And I just can't imagine I'll ever be against somebody like that. As long as you want to spend your own money, I say give you the chance. Well, so I went out there, and a lady came out to ask me, somebody who I know sent her out. She's a landlord. And, and they told, she said, "Well, she told me to come talk to you. Should I be afraid of this?" And I looked at her and I said, "No, you don't need to be afraid. If you have good, you know, good rentals, you know, these people aren't out to get us." You know, I don't believe that. But we got to talking, and then we moved down the hall and somebody else came out, and the police chief had to come out and tell us to move away because we were making too much noise.
Oh,
my wife said it was a sounded like we were having a party.
Echoing
up there.
Into the chamber a little bit.
Yeah, so I apologize to everyone at the meeting. I won't let that happen again.
It happens.
Yeah, but I was there, and Gary Pearson's got up and spoke. And
from the chamber?
Yes, and I have no problem with that. That was about the PACE energy. There's some tax credits you can get for using, you know, I guess more green energy, energy-efficient things.
Okay.
I'm not real well-versed on that, but... You know, it's another building tool.
Sure.
I guess I'm not real big on grants, but the money's there, and it's our money.
Yep.
Might as well get some of it, too.
Sure, sure. Now, Mark, we did have Councilman Austin Dorff yesterday start some political interviews as well to discuss his candidacy. Obviously, you're running against the councilman to represent the 4th Ward, so you guys have had some interaction, we know, and obviously had interaction as he's the incumbent yesterday as well with the council meeting that was on Tuesday. So you and Lawrence, we did hear you guys talk a little bit. Well, we did hear Lawrence mention a little bit about some of the dialogue you guys have had as of recent as well. So.
Well, I happened to pull into work yesterday morning, and I heard you guys come on, so I sat and listened, you know. And, you know, I've never meant to make Lawrence feel bad. I called him out of respect. I just thought it was, you know, to let him know I was running. Because I did wait till the last minute. I did it on purpose. I was hoping that somebody else with my like views would do it. I mean, my public speaking skills I don't think are the greatest. Obviously, sometimes the council doesn't seem to understand what I'm saying, and some of that's on me, but you know, that's how that came about. And at the end, he said he didn't want to badmouth me, and I didn't quite understand that, because I kind of felt like what he was saying is he didn't want to state his opinion or you know, say that he thought I was wrong. Which, Lawrence, if you're out there, hey, that's what we're here for. If you have a different opinion than me, that's fine. I won't consider it bad mouthing. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to tell the voters what we think. I want the voters to know what you think, and I want them to know what I think. Yep. Obviously, we have differences. If I agreed with your votes in the council, I wouldn't have run against you. I would have let you do it.
Well, and this goes back to something I've said before, Mark, and I'm sure you'd agree, and I think a lot of people listening would agree. Our world would be extremely boring if we all agreed and saw eye to eye on everything.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's not that you and Lawrence have major differences of opinions. And in talking to you and getting to know the both of you from an unbiased perspective here, I know that you both love the city, and you both love the city of North Platte, obviously. You might just have a couple of different ways of looking about things. And there's more than one way to skin the cat, so...
Yeah, and that's all it is. I agree with all of that. I have no rancor towards Lawrence. Heck, I know he got up and he got elected. He sacrificed his time to serve this city, and that's something he should be proud of, and the citizens should thank him for it.
Absolutely.
Now, I hope I win, but, you know, the best man will, I guess, or the man who best represents the people, so.
Whoever the Fourth Ward wants to win, that's going to be, you know, the Fourth Ward will have the final say.
Yeah, and, you know, either way. Absolutely. My life will go on.
Absolutely. The sun, Coach Tom Osborne always says the sun will come up tomorrow.
Yeah, so. I'll still be at the meetings one way or the other.
Yep.
I'm like Lawrence. I like to go.
Yeah.
Lawrence did have one vote. I mean, he's had more than one. That came out wrong. But when they wanted to change the meetings to 5:30, Lawrence, I believe, was the only man who voted against it. And
really
appreciated that, because to come to these meetings now, it actually costs me money. You know, I'm self-employed. All my work is piecework, and I have to quit early. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm willing to do it, but...
It has an impact.
Yeah, it does have an impact on my life. Small, but... And sometimes I show up dirty and smelly because, you know, I lost track of time, and if I'm going to go, I just got to go.
Yep.
So people
sometimes
you
got to put down the tools and just head to the spot.
Oh, no. So people will have to excuse me for that.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, we do have to wrap up. Anything you'd like to add in conclusion, sir?
The budget is great. It's much simpler now. I got to glance at a copy of it. There's been some good cuts. People in the city, the employees, are stepping up and foregoing things to make this budget work, which makes me very happy. We're
good.
It's a whole city, but there's good stuff in the budget.
Awesome. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Mark when he joins us here in a few weeks. In the meantime, Mark, if any of the North Platte voters outside the 4th Ward, but in particular in the 4th Ward, they want to talk to you, pick your brain a little bit about your candidacy, what's the best way for them to have contact with you?
Okay. I really hope you do, folks. I'm willing to talk, and I have to learn, and I have to learn from you guys, because you're on the front lines, just
absolutely,
like me. But my phone number is 534-5458, and my email address is mtwoods52@gmail.com.
Mark, we appreciate the time as always. We'll see you here again in a few weeks.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Tristan.
That again, Mark Woods joining us with a paid political interview to discuss his candidacy for North Platte City Council. We'll continue the North Platte conversation coming up in a few moments as City Administrator Matt Kibbins in the green room joining us after a news break on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.